The Pat Kenny Show.
Now, we're staying on matters related to the roads. Cyclists in Dublin have taken to the streets this morning to protest against the illegal use of and parking in their cycle lanes. The iBike Dublin campaign has held two of these protests before. They're currently forming a human chain between the roads and one of the capital's busiest bike lanes. They say they're doing it because the rules of the road are not being enforced and they want cycling infrastructure to be protected. Now, our reporter Richard Chambers joined the protest this morning, and he's back to tell us what was going on. What was the reason for all of this?
Yeah, this all happened on Andrew Street. It's between Grafton Street and Dame Street, just alongside where the Molly Malone statue is now in the city centre. Now, the protest and the ones that preceded it are carried out by this group calling itself the iBike Dublin Group. They're all about reducing the 100 or so people who are killed or seriously injured, I should say, on Irish roads while cycling every year. That's according to RSA figures. So what you've had here over the past hour and a half or so, Pat, is a human barricade along the Contraflow cycle lane, which they say is regularly blocked by delivery vans and tour buses which pull up alongside the tourist office there. And they're staying there for a couple of hours to try and keep it clear during the morning rush hour. So this is the third time they've done it, Pat, and they had planned on extending the protest to Westland Row as well, but they've decided against that this morning. And because it's a Contraflow cycle lane, Pat, the cyclists must actually use it, because if they get off it at all, they're into oncoming traffic. Mm. So that poses problems. So Stephen McManus is the founder and coordinator of the movement. I caught up with him as the action began, and he was having a brief exchange of words with the truck driver, and he explained what the protest was all about.
We had to open an exception for that guy. He's a bit large guy. Yeah. If they make an effort, we get out of their way. You know, we're not here to cause trouble. We have here a group of frustrated cyclists that for 3 years have been asked for cycling lanes to be respected by cars and vans and taxis. We've been doing it through phone calls, through tweets to the companies involved, and it just hasn't worked. So we decided to go one step further and protect the lanes with our own bodies and try to keep the vans out. So they realize that it matters to us, because if there is a car parked on the Contraflow cycling lane, the cyclists are forced into the road facing the oncoming traffic, which can be very dangerous. And we intend to continue going. We believe that the county council is looking at putting bollards here to protect the cycling lane, and our intention then is to move to another location so we can step by step improve the situation in Dublin.
What sort of response have you had to the campaign so far?
It's overwhelmingly positive. There is some people unhappy, in particular the people that normally park here. Even the Gardaí themselves said they saw no problem with this, that it made sense. We technically are standing on the path. We're not in the way of traffic. If the traffic gets stopped by our presence, it's because they're too large and they shouldn't be here in the first place.
Now, there was a brief exchange of views at the start of that clip. Any more reaction from passers-by and commuters?
Yeah. The protesters, Pat, say they're here about educating the motorists of Dublin about mandatory cycle lanes. 2 weeks ago, actually, at the first of these protests, there was a very, very long protest. I think it lasted about an hour and a half between the driver of a delivery van and the protesters, with neither side refusing to back down. Now, in my time there, there was perhaps three or four discussions between drivers of, you know, tour buses and delivery vans and the cyclists. And this was one exchange between one protester and a tour bus driver who did pull up into the lane alongside Molly Malone.
There's no problem in going.
Don't be getting excited.
I'm going. I'm not getting excited.
You're putting people in danger.
Don't keep teasing me. Listen to me. I'm going to say something. I'm driving the whole time. And I don't stop and give out. And I see dangerous cyclists.
I agree with you.
And you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Go and have a chat with them, because they're putting their own lives in
danger. If you feel strongly about that, you should go.
Sorry.
Yeah, please go.
Just do that, because some of them are going to get
killed. If you feel strongly about it, you do that. We've had 10 cyclists there this year.
There's something wrong.
Absolutely, there's something wrong.
They're really putting their lives in danger. Just do that. And we'll all get on.
Good man. Good man. Thank you for moving. Cheers. Everything we're trying to do is be polite about just trying to get a point across, you know. We're not all menaces. We're not all red light runners, as you've, you know. You've heard that guy. We're just people. I mean, we're just people who are trying to get to work safely and back home to our families every day. Yeah. I don't think it's too much to ask that our cycle lanes are kept there.
Now, Richard, what are the rules about these cycle lanes? Is the public aware of what they're supposed to do?
Generally not, actually, Pat, in a number of cases. Now, cycle lanes generally are reserved 24 hours a day for cyclists, unless there's an information sign which says otherwise. At mandatory cycling lanes, Pat, these are the ones which have a continuous white line between the lane and the road. Parking is banned, and strictly speaking, drivers may only cross that white line in the case of an emergency or to enter a side road or a driveway. In the case of the non-mandatory ones, that's the ones where you have a broken white line, you can park in them for up to half an hour if you're loading or unloading and there's no other parking available. So these protesters said that they were tired of appealing to the council about this and they wanted to take action themselves. This clip started by Kieran Ferry.
And this isn't unique to this location, it happens around the city, but we thought this would be a good location just to I mean, I see it every day on my commute, cars parked in cycle lanes, delivery vehicles parked in bus lanes, and, you know, I have some sympathy because the facilities for deliveries aren't great around the city, and that's a problem as well. There's a lot of places which could be used for loading, which are used for private car parking, which I think is an issue. And most people who have passed us, as you saw just there, are supportive of what we're doing. Occasionally we do get some drivers who aren't happy with it.
Seems to be one right there right now as we speak.
The combination of the misuse of the existing infrastructure, the poor infrastructure generally, and the lack of enforcement, I think does make it more dangerous than it needs to be. And I think that prevents people from cycling.
There's a lot of people cycling in Dublin and the cycling lanes are not safe. So that's why we are here, to make us be seen by everybody.
How do you think Dublin compares to other cities for cycling safety?
Well, it depends. I lived in Madrid and there are no cycling lanes there at all. So the first time that I came here, I thought that this was good. But I was in the Netherlands a few days ago and, oh my God, that's a paradise. And this is very, very dangerous compared to that.
They're not maintained enough. They're not wide enough. And mostly they're not protected, they're just a bit of white paint on the road, and that's not really enough for cycling, because people can park in it, people can drive in it, people can stop on it. So if you want a proper cycle lane, you need segregation. Cyclists is a term, but there are people on bicycles, like there's people in cars, people in buses, people in trains, people who walk. So like, they're probably similar people. I mean, a lot of people who cycle also drive and use buses. So it isn't. Why is the mode of transport a problem?
I'm here because I want to cycle around Dublin. I just want to be safe while doing it. But drivers don't seem to respect cycle lanes. And I come across it every morning on Bride Street. There's cars and trucks parked in the cycle lane, and it just makes me feel so unsafe when I have to swerve out into main traffic. People are always going to park in bike lanes if they can. People park on pads all the time, and we know we shouldn't. So until Dublin City Council steps up and puts in bollards to stop cars doing it, we're not going to see much of a change.
So on your bike home, Keegan, is the message there. Where does the protest go to from here?
Yeah, organisers say they're looking at expanding the protest. They have a number of sites identified for future actions like this. And one of the ideas they have now is that when you enter September and back to school, they're going to protect school kids as they cycle along. So they're working with parents groups and other sort of cycling organisations to look at this. At the end of the day, they think it's just purely about saving people's lives and stopping people from being injured on our roads.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for that report.